the first question is, how do we hear about kings going to heavens and fighting for the gods? You see, the whole point is that there is a cosmic hierarchy. And in that hierarchy, there are certain authorized ways in which one person from this level can go to that level. So you could say that, as I give the example of levels of access in a computer system. Now, one way for, say, a data entry operator to get access to confidential files is that that person grows in that position till they become a big manager. Now, another way is that if that manager specifically wants this data operator to do some work, then they may give that permission. And if that permission is given, that is also considered as privilege, special privilege. So Arjuna is also able to go to heaven. And he not only goes to heaven, but he gets to sit on Indra's throne with him. Because Indra treats him like a son. Come and sit on the throne with him. So he says, Prapto Mahendra Bhavane Mahadasanardham. So Arjuna remembers that although Krishna is not directly involved in this pastime, he credits it. Because of Krishna's grace, I was able to go to heaven and attain heaven. So the devatas, if they want, they can take someone and temporarily grant them that power. So if they want somebody to fight on their behalf, then they can give them that power. Or if they want somebody, they are especially pleased with someone, then they can do that. But it is not by our force that we can get there. Okay. And